Greetings, everybody, and I am back. This is episode 11 of my podcast, TechnoSec for Classrooms, and today's episode is episode 11, and we are talking about some Google highlights from ISTE 2019. And just in case, if you don't know what ISTE is, it's basically, I would say, the biggest technology for education group that is out there. So if you want to know more about what ISTE is, but it's worldwide. So if you want to know, they have technology standards for how to better incorporate technology into the classroom, along with a lot of other resources. And they just had their big conference. And typically the big companies like Google, Microsoft, Apple, things like companies like that, that's when they choose to release all their big education updates and products, is at the ISTE conference. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to share a couple quick snippets of some things for you to look forward to if you are a Google teacher or someone who uses Google products in the classroom. So let's get started. The first one that I want to bring up is Google Forms. So if you're someone who uses Google Forms, they're a really nice, quick, and easy way for how to assess a student. You can create quick little quizzes or even tests on there. And if you get really super into it, you can figure out how to link it up with a Google Sheet and have it become a self-grading test. But we can talk about that another time. So the updates that they're bringing to this from ISTE 2019, which, in my opinion, are some really, shall we say, long overdue updates. So one of the things that they can do now, if you were to give a student a quiz, they have a mode that will be coming out called locked mode, where you can assign a student a quiz through Google Forms, but it locks them on that screen. So before, what they could do, what students, not saying that they would, but what they could potentially do is they could open up another tab through the Chrome browser, if you wanted a Chromebook or whatever, and Google search the answer. So that kind of defeats the purpose of the quiz. So now with locked mode, they can't do that. They have to stay within that window. So that's kind of a nice little feature. And they're also going to be bringing some other pieces, like being able to import. That's a big thing that I've noticed a lot of Google products has started doing, especially like Classroom, where you can import questions or topics that you've used before and bring it into what you're working on now. So how this affects Google Forms is, say you have a question that you want to use, but you want to use it, say, next year for the same quiz. Well, you're going to have now a bank where you can keep all your questions and reuse them over and over. Or say you want to come back and have the pretest and have the post-test be the similar questions. Well, you can bring those questions back up. So that's a nice little feature that you can import more of your previously used questions now. Second update, which I personally am probably the most interested in to see how this goes, is they've updated Classroom with a better syncing gradebook. You can add rubrics, and also the part that I said why I'm most interested in this is SIS syncing. So what you can do, let's start with the SIS syncing, because some of you might not know what that is. So if your school uses a learning management system like Google Classroom has become, and they also use a different system that keeps track of attendance and other things within the district, like student information. Well, now what Classroom's trying to do is offer that syncing. So if you put in your grades into the new updated gradebook that we're going to talk about here, it'll sync over from the Google Classroom gradebook over to the system that your school uses. So for an example, if you use a system like Infinite Campus, what Google is saying is coming up this fall, that should be able to sync. Now, from personal experience, I'm curious to see how this goes, because I know a lot of school districts, especially here in Iowa, work on standards-based grading. So what that means is it's not just like a straight-up point value. which has kind of been Google's MO for the whole time that they've had a gradebook grading system on Google Classroom. So again, curious to see how that's going to sync, because if it's just the straight up point value syncing, again, for those of you who have a standards-based grading, that might not be as exciting of a feature. So going on to the gradebook, what they're going to be doing is you can attach now a rubric to your assignment, which would be kind of nice. So again, from the blog posts that I've seen in different places via Twitter that I've looked at, what it looks like is, again, through a Google Doc, you can create a rubric through a Google Doc and then attach it that way, which before that might sound like, hey, maybe we've done this before. Like, if you've ever used Google Classroom, you know you can attach as many files as you want, either through Google Drive or through your computer itself. What they're saying is you can attach the rubric directly to the assignment now. So that way students can see without having to go back and forth through a different tab for another tab that's just all in one big section. So again, maybe kind of tidying up and cleaning up a little bit. And lastly,